الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب، ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء، ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين، أضوا عليها بالنواجذ، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. One important reminder, refresher for myself, for all of us. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the most beloved words to Allah Ta'ala is Subhanallah wa bihamdi. In one riwayat, the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam that what are the most beloved words to Allah Ta'ala. He said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. In one riwayat, it comes, a person who reads 100 days Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, it will take us about a minute and a half, at the most 2 minutes. All his sins will be forgiven. Even if they are equal to the form of all the oceans, Allah will forgive all his sins. In one riwayat it comes, a person who will read 100 times in the morning, 100 times at night, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nobody will come with more virtues, with a better record of deeds on the day of Qiyamah, except that person who did it also so much or more than that. So it is very, very virtuous. In one riwayat it comes that Subhanallah bihamdihi is the zikr, the tasbih of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And by the barakat of it, Allah gives rosy to his entire creation. So if we read it, it will open the doors of our rosy also. And rosy really is not abundance that goes into holidays, that goes in insurance policies, that goes into medical aid. That's not a barakat in rosy. Barakat in rosy, it might be little, but you are spending it for your akhirah. You are spending it on the widows, the orphans, the masajid, in good causes. That is, Allah will give that barakat rosy. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. It is mentioned, al-khayru kathirun wa fa'iluhu qaleelun. There are a lot of avenues of doing good, lot of avenues, but there are very few people who do it. Check for ourselves, we have heard this for myself first, that will I read this tomorrow? Is it will be in my practice? Just check upon ourselves. We usually hear all this, but our amal is very little. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. The ayat kareema I recited, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, great Nabi of Allah. Ulul Azam Nabi, great, great Nabi of Allah. He says, I follow the way of my forefathers. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, his father. That is the way I follow. In the Quran Sharif, many places we are exhorted and encouraged to follow the ways of our forefathers. In many ayat we are warned also that don't just follow blindly in the ways of your forefathers. They may be idol worshippers, they are wrongdoers. We are warned against that also. But where our forefathers, our pious predecessors, the haq they followed, that we must hold on to, bin nawajis, with our teeth, our back teeth, in other words, such a way that it does not lose, we don't lose it at all. We hold on it very, very firmly. So we should see our elders, and especially we are fortunate, we have got those elders with us that have guided us to righteousness, that were 100% on truth, and followed the truth very, very strongly, and we also should follow in that way. We shouldn't look in any innovation, new ways. Today, bid'at, one is the old bid'at which we are used to, oras, there is, and there is milad, and there is many other types of bid'at also. And one are new bid'at, new methods that we bring into deen. Whether it is to learn deen, new methods, or whether it is to propagate deen, we use new methods. So that also we should shun. We should follow the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the way of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will give us great, great success. Alhamdulillah, Maulana Yunus Daya sahab, rahimuhullah, rahmatan wasi'a. I studied with him, we are very close friends, very open friends. Now we speak with a friend openly. In Mias Farm for 5 years we were together. Then in Jioban we studied together also. They were a few years behind, we were a little bit ahead, but we were all the time together there too. When we returned here, Maulana was here in the old Alex. Many of us remember the old Alex stuff. And I was in Germiston at that time, but alhamdulillah we had regular contact. We should discuss with one another, take advice from one another, etc. A little bit of that what I know, from what my point of view, the old Alex and many people are here who still know, there was no masjid, there were the two musallas, and they were totally opposed to one another. And the bid'at, which was at that time, when we were in Niyaz Farm, I remember, there were some students, when Oras used to be here, in Alex, then some students used to come, and the sheikh who was there, the big sheikh, he should smoke also, on the stage. And then the stompies, what he should throw away. Then the students from Niyaz Farm, also some boys, naughty boys, smoking, and they should rush for it for barakat. Hazrat Stompies. The barakat in Hazrat Stompies. That was the condition at that time. And lot of other things also, you can't go into all the details, but it was this one man, Maulana Yunus Dayasab, as a friend of ours. We were young at that time. Very young, perhaps in our 20s, early 30s, but who worked in such a way that today there is no sign of true jamaats in Marlborough. They're all that bid'at and all that kharafat is completely finished. Such a man Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. We don't really appreciate the effort. And also, when this masjid was being built, I remember Maulana came, I was in Azadville at that time, he first came to my house, he told me, we have come for the collection of this masjid. And he himself, personally, how much he made effort. Today, this beautiful structure we got, and as Maulana Shabir Sahib explained, not the four walls, not the structure, the amali masajid. And those things that attract the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And from the masajid, these are distributed to everyone. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Damat Barakatum, one time, his wife told him that when you come from Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi's majlis, she saw a dream that you bring food for me and you give me the food to eat. So he asked Hazrat Shaykh the interpretation. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, it's clear the interpretation. All the ruhaniyat you are taking here, you take it back and you distribute it at home. So the masajid, Allah's rahmat comes down on Baytullah Sharif. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. Allah made Baytullah Sharif مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ, the foundation, the solid foundation for the whole world. As long as Kaaba Sharif will be there, the world will exist. When that day will come, sign of Qiyamah, when Kaaba Sharif will be demolished, the world won't be able to exist. This is the Kaaba Sharif. And مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ also مُفَسِّرِينَ have written the place of great thawab also. Place of great reward. وَأَمْنَى. And a place of complete peace and security. And from and also مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters the Baytullah Sharif, aman on that person. There is complete aman, security, peace on that person. And it is one aspect of understanding that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came and made Hajj. They made Tawaf. And till today, all their Mubarak footsteps, all their Ruhaniyat, all that peace and tranquility is still in Haram Sharif. And if our hearts or the doors of our hearts are open, the minute we enter the doors of Haram, and for every masjid, the dua is, Allahumma ftah li baba. Abwab. Abwab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open the doors of your rahmat. Our doors are 2 meters wide. Allah's doors are unlimited. And not door, but doors of Allah. The masjid, na'uzubillah, are no super spreaders of the virus. Impossible. They are the super spiritual hospitals with remedy of every bimari, spiritual and physical. These are those places. مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. And from Baytullah Sharif, that is transferred to every masjid in the world. And whoever will enter the masajid, therefore after we come for namaz, 5 times namaz. Perhaps we might have been 5 people for some namaz, 50 people. But after namaz, go straight back home, go straight back to your business. What you got from our Shaykh, Jazahumullah, explained so beautifully. When we enter the masjid, we say, وَفْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ. Your rahmat, your obedience, namaz, sujood, qiyam, tilawat, all the amal of the masajid. Now you have gathered that on you. When you're going out now, وَفْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ فَضْلِكَ. Oh Allah, I made you happy, I came to your house. You filled me with all this nuraniyat. Now open the doors of your rosy for me. So go straight back to our shops when we go from here. Go back home. Take that rahmat. Don't let it be looted when we are outside. Now we are at this period, November. The crooks also become alert at this time. They know people are making more money also. And the cash they are taking. So they also start looting. So shaitan also knows when you came to the masjid, you acquired much, much, much more than what we can get in our businesses at this time of the year or at any time. So he also stands outside and he loots us. And to loot that, as somebody said very nicely, that when you leave the masjid, don't join the PPC. What is the PPC? Pavement Panchayat Club. The Pavement Panchayat Club. Every masjid got a Pavement Panchayat Club. They're standing there and only one condition to get admission is agarbatti. You take out your agarbatti and you start, and now you say Taleem in the masjid, the satis are sitting 10 minutes, they take too long. And we heard the same thing over and over. They must come with something new. But you're gossiping there and you're gossiping useless things. You go there, you stand, what's the weather like? Everyone knows the weather. What you ask me, what's the weather like? There's no difference to any other person. All unnecessary, just wasting our time. If we go home straight, we'll take all that barakat and warat. We go to our businesses, we will take it to our homes. So don't let us waste our time. So the masajid are the places of the rahmat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Gather it here. When we come here, and really, all the musallis, no matter what weak musalli a person like me also can be, but by that sohbet of one another, Allah Ta'ala infuses. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with wahi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqraq. Ma ana biqari. What did he do? He embraced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pressed him very, very hard. 3 times. Only Allah knows what was put from Jibreel alayhi salam into the heart and mind, into every tissue and vein of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by those 3 embraces. Just like that, the sohbat here that we get, it is very, very valuable. Even if they aren't ulama, people who we don't regard as so pious, but just being the masjid, and the malaika abound in the masjid. Plenty of malaika. We benefit from that all. So let us all regularly attend the masajid. The Maulana made this effort of building this beautiful masjid. The madrasa, all the things, let us follow in that righteous. All what Maulana was doing, all his teachings, keep it alive. Extend it. Make istiqamat Allah give us. Tarakki Allah give us. Increase us in all the good. And all the sawab reaches them immediately. And they are very appreciative of it. One great sheikh, who was it? Seven times durud, Laila. Anyway, one great sheikh, if I remember the name I'll mention, he one time invited some young, some people for meals. Sheikh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, rahmahullah, invited some people for meals. While they were having meals, one young boy, he screamed, cried loudly. What's wrong with you? What's happening? He says, I saw my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. She's burning in the fire of Jahannam. The Shaykh had quite a few quotas of reading 70,000 times La ilaha illallah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, when qala La ilaha illallah, that person, whoever, that person, ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. Who reads it, he's also forgiven, and for whom it is read, that person is also forgiven. So the Shaykh had quite a few quotas of La ilaha illallah of 70,000 times. And that's very easy. If we read it 100 times a day, every 2 years we'll have one quota. And if we read it 200 times a day, every year we'll have one quota. So build up our quota and then pass it on to our marhumeen also. Ours will also remain. Liman qal wa liman qil. Both will be forgiven. So in his heart, without moving his tongue, nothing, he transferred one quota of 70,000 times La ilaha illallah to the boy's mother. The next, the boy smiled, laughed, he was happy. What's wrong now? Just now you were screaming, you were crying. He says, I see my mother is in Jannah. Much more faster than electronic transfer. Much more faster. Yeah, we transfer the money, maybe it goes into the account the next day. If it's a weekend, after 2-3 days it will go into. But just immediately it was gone. And not only gone, she was transferred from Jahannam to Jannah. So how valuable. A person who says 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. La ilaha illallah, you can take the 7 earths and the 7 skies and put them in one pan of the scale, and La ilaha illallah in the other pan, La ilaha illallah will outweigh all these other the 7 skies and the 7 earths. La ilaha illallah, if it is surrounded by the 7 skies and the earth, a solid metal, steel structure is made around La ilaha illallah, it will go right through it, and there is nothing that can block it from reaching the arsh and by Allah Ta'ala. So that is what, so the amal of the masajid, let us keep them going. Let us have our namazes here in order. Let us not loot on our namazes also. Make our namazes complete also. As far as quantity also is concerned, Zuhr is 12 rakats, not 10 rakats. And Jummah is 14 rakats, not just the 2 farz of Jummah. Many of us, we come last minute, we don't read the sunnats before. The sunnats after, we don't read. Just as soon as the Imam makes salam, we are gone back. No, it's 14 rakat. Let us make that full and then see the great benefits that we will get. When the worst thief is the one who steals in his namaz. Anyone who steals is looked down very bad. It's despicable. We hate that person. He's stealing. He's a rogue. Be careful of him. Don't go near him. Don't let him be around you. He's a rogue. And the one who steals in namaz and he steals in the masjid, what a rogue is he. The worst rogue, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is the one who steals in his namaz. In our namaz, shortcuts that we are taking. Read our namaz properly. No shortcuts. Our solution is in namaz. A person is in namaz and Allah is seeing to all his needs. A person is in the masjid and Allah sees to all his needs outside the masjid. The masajid are the houses of the believers. the how the masajid are the cities of the believers. Like we go to city to see to all our needs. I'll buy this from this shop, I'll go to the bank, I'll go to the post office, all the work. Masjid is the place where all your needs are satisfied. So the masajid are these great places. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us tawfiq. Together with that, very, very important also, let us learn deen with the correct intention to know what deen is. Not just to know, that is not enough. To practice upon deen, that is important. Deen is not the knowledge of deen. Deen is the practice of deen. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba'in," a woman is normally married for one of four reasons. One of them, he said, "Walidinha." One of the reasons is for her deen. Fasfar bi-dhati deen. Become successful. Marry a woman because of the deen that she has got. Today, normally, when an alim looks for a wife, young person about to get married, he looks for an alima. When an alima gets a proposal, she is asked, is it an alim? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did not say, wali ilmiha. He said, wali deeniha. For her deen, look whether she has got deen. And the boy also, whether he has got deen. Today, everyone, Shabir Sahib, all our people, regular, we get complaints, problems that come, that is an alim, but what he's doing? She's an alima, but what her life is? So just an alim and alima is not enough. Deen must be in the person's life. So that is the deen that we have to make effort for. So that deen, let us come to the masajid and acquire that deen. And acquire it in the correct way also. So our purpose must not just be ilm, knowledge, but it must be deen. That deen must come in my life. And then it's very important that we acquire it in the correct way. If we acquire it from TV, on a TV, who comes on the screen? A TV actor. If we acquire it from films, is a film actor. From actors, you can't get deen. You can get acting of deen. You'll also become an actor. You outwardly, you look also that you are pious and you are following deen. But you'll just be acting deen. Reality of deen and this deen and ilm also. Al-ilmu nurun. Ilm is not nuqush. It's not alphabets and words, sentences and paragraphs and chapters and books. Ilm is a nur. And that nur cannot come from the TV. That nur cannot come from YouTube. That nur cannot come from Facebook. I usually give this example that some time ago, a little bit older zamana, that there were questions used to be put to the muftis whether you can get married on the phone. That the proposal is made, the acceptance, there are two witnesses. Some muftis used to approve of it, you can do it in that way. Some did not approve, they say, no, you can't get married that way. Now is the time of internet, live streaming, and online. So perhaps the question will also be put, can you get married online? And can you get married on the internet? You one side you propose, the other side they accept. They are witnesses. Whatever that answer might be. But even if all the muftis together give fatwa, that you can get a baby online, that will never happen. Online you cannot get a baby. Perhaps you can get married, but a baby you can't get. The words of knowledge perhaps you can get, but knowledge itself you can't get online. And you can't get from a TV, and you can't get from YouTube, and you can't get from Facebook. So make sure that the source that we, and what is that? One on one. Person to person. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. This fire of knowledge and the fire of the love of Allah, the flame of the nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, it isn't just that you press a switch and it comes on. No, it comes from sina ba sina. Khana ba khana, ek sina ba sina. The one fire is from one house has caught fire, the next house catches fire. And the one is from heart to heart. A person whose heart is on fire with the love of Allah and with the recognition and love of Akhirah, stay near him. That flame is going to get onto you also. And the love of Allah will come into you. And nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, it can't come through the TV screen. It can't come online. It can't come on Facebook. It can't come on YouTube. And the other very important thing, when we want to propagate deen also, use the tariqah of our Salaf-e-Salih. The Azmayawa tariqah, Azmuda, which have been proven successful. Over the centuries they have been proven. They have been prescribed by Quran and Hadith. They have been proven successful. Don't innovate new ways of acquiring deen. That logically also doesn't make sense, and actually in practical practice also that won't bring deen in a person's life. Use the way which our Salaf-e-Salihin, our Akabir, the way of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What does Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah mean? The people of Sunnah, Ahlul Sunnah, the Sunnah, those people who propagate and encourage on the Sunnah, on using the miswak, as Maulana Shabir Sahib stressed, really we all should try, everyone, nobody should be without a miswak. Our biggest weapon is the miswak. Our miswak is our biggest weapon. Each one must be having his miswak and use it at least 5 times a day when we make our wudu. That is our weapon which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we use these tariqah which have been given to us, and we try and acquire deen in the correct way. So to acquire deen also in the correct way, and then to propagate deen also in the correct way. Don't look for new ways of propagating deen. Use the ways that this person from person, whether it is here in the masjid, the ta'aleem that takes place, our Friday Jummah bayan that takes place, our jamaat that make their gush, the gush bayan, the bayan they make, and when they going from door to door, in the 60s or 70s, a jamaat from India went to Pakistan, to Japan. That was that zamana when there weren't masjids common, and they stayed in a Buddhist place. There are different, many very valuable points for us, but there isn't so much time. Those people in Japan told them, you people have come for 40 days in Jamaat. People are living 200 kilometers in the east, 800 kilometers in the west, Muslims. Another 1,000 kilometers in the north to go and meet them. Your 40 days will pass and people are busy. They are doing two shifts, two jobs a day. To meet them is very difficult. We tell you, you come on TV, in 40 minutes, you will address the whole nation. It looks very nice that 40 minutes you can address the whole nation and you can give your 6 points in detail in 40 minutes and the message will be given to everyone. They said, first we will make mashura. This is a very important thing. Mashura. Don't do things on our own accord. They made mashura with the elders of Jamaat, the shura. They made mashura with them. What must we do? They say, never ever do a thing like that. Like that, the acting of deen will be transferred, but deen itself will never be transferred. They say, you'll tell them the story of Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when that lady with her little children in the desert, she did not have food or anything, and she said, I will take Umar to task tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, that he did not look after us. And when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu found out, he took a bag of wheat, being food, and he put it on his own shoulder. His khadim was with him, he said, I'll carry it. He said, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to be asked. And he carried it, and he lit the fire, and the smoke was going through his beard, and he cooked the porridge, and he gave the children, and he sat there until he saw the children smile, after they were so hungry and so desperate. And then that woman said, tomorrow when I go, you are fit to be the Amirul Mu'mineen. Not Umar who is sitting there, you are fit to be Amirul Mu'mineen. She said, when you come tomorrow, you will meet me there. It was Amirul Mu'mineen himself. Say, when you tell the story on the TV, everyone will think it's the cartoon story. And all those things will think it's a comedy. And it's a story. That's not the stories of the Sahaba. They think it's too. All the way you have come from South Africa only for deen. Jamaat that are traveling, for what they come? They are not stupids like us. We will go to Kimli to go and see the big hole. Maulana Muhammad Jina Sahib, who is there, gets so angry, he says, when I hear people have spent so much money to come and see a hole. And not only a hole, a small hole, a big hole. What is there in seeing in a hole? But today it is, we will take selfies there. We will have ourselves videoed that we are there in the big hole. How stupid we have come. We go to Kruger National Park to go and see animals. Animals should be looking at us, who are the higher insan, ashraful makhluqat. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. The most choicest creation of Allah, and we're going to see animals today. When we go to Table Mountain to go and see a mountain, sand. In India, one time when we were studying, we were some friends, South Africans, there was a public holiday, so all the students had arranged a bus to go and see Taj Mahal. We were also interested. Allah make us maaf. We didn't know also. Mistakes we learn, we try and help our other brothers that we all don't make the same mistakes again. So we also paid money to go to Taj Mahal. And upside down we worked also. We were young and still we are upside down. Allah make us straight. So we asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, after that he was our Murabbi, everything we should make Mashura. Hazrat, students are going to Taj Mahal and we also want to go. What was Mufti Sahib's answer? He said, till today I haven't seen Taj Mahal. And I don't find any deficiency in my Iman because of not seeing Taj Mahal. What we have to see, Dr. Apa, many of us must be knowing her from Bombay. She should come regularly and great work she did. See, people come to India to see Taj Mahal. From around the world they come. They call it the seventh wonder of the world. You say they just come and see sand and stone. It's made of sand and stone. Haven't they got sand and stone in their countries and in their places? Their own houses are made of sand and stone. Coming so far, and we regard it as something great. So let us also understand, get the reality of deen. Teach deen also the proper way. And finally, very, very important in these times and in all times, align ourselves with the people of haq. Be very careful. There are people who are on batil also. People who will follow non-Muslims, atheists, the politicians, the scientists. See who you are following. And to who people who are following what the scientists and politicians are saying, or people who are following what the Quran says and what Hadith says. Allah gives you direction. When you don't know something, then ask those who know. But what did Allah Ta'ala say? Fas'alu ahla dhikr in kuntum la ta'alamun. If you don't know, ask the ahle dhikr. What it should be according to our mind, fas'alu ahla al-ilm in kuntum la ta'alamun. If you don't know, ask the people of knowledge. Allah said the people of dhikr. In other words, those ulama who are with the zikr of Quran and Hadith, who take guidance and cue from the Quran and Hadith, not what the media says, not that we are waiting the whole day tonight, 8:30, then there is an announcement going to be made on the TV. And the way we all sit, everyone must be quiet. No noise, as though Jibreel alayhi salam is coming with fresh wahi. And the way we accept that, more than Quran and Hadith also. Finish Quran and Hadith, people who gave lectures on Quran and Hadith. People who live by the Quran, put the Quran and Hadith one way. Now what lecture, what announcement was made. Now we follow with that, everything of that. Our brother here from Sri Lanka is sitting here. He says that one place they had some gathering, social gathering, and they were eating all together. Right next to one another, no mask. Namaz time came, so one old man said, all separate, social distance. Say, but we're just eating just now together. He said, no, government regulation. But for eating, no government regulation. The government regulation only for our namaz, and only for our masjid. Where are our brains gone? Brains are gone, finished. Or this mask we're wearing, no oxygen going, the brains also. And the mask is so slight, has stolen common sense also. What is completely logic also, this virus has taken away all our common sense, logic also. And what the mainstream media, corporate media tells us, that is like wahi we are taking. Allah, so follow our righteous ulama. Follow the people of right. Align with them. If the car is not aligned, it's a problem. Let us not make a third group. One is the people who follow the protocols and all that. One is the follow Quran and Hadith. And we are non-aligned. That we remain independent. La ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula. Those are dangerous people. Very dangerous people. The Quran Sharif in the beginning has explained 5 ayat. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The muttaqeen all. Then two ayats of the kuffar, open, they are our enemies, easy to make out. 13 ayat of the la ilaha illa wa la ilaha the munafiqeen. Now what do they say? That we also believe how you believe. Everything, they will fool you also. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah declares, absolute, they are not believers, they are liars. And who they say, أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. That those people who are following the proper way which Allah has revealed, we must believe, na'uz billah, like the stupid people. Let them call you stupid, you follow what Quran, Hadith has said. The world can call you stupid, Allah calls you the most ulul albab, the most wisest people. Ulul ilm, the people of ilm, the people of dhikr, follow that way. So Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and align, correct, take deen in the correct way. Promote it in the correct way and align ourselves with the people of Haq, in there is our salvation. Otherwise, maut is coming. And at that time, Tawbah is not going to help us once the signs of maut are clear. Qabr, we are going to ba'ath. وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in your heart will be taken out. That will be presented, not what we are talking. Allah give us all haqiqat, ikhlas. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will be actually having to face Allah Ta'ala. And in front of everyone, it will be an open court case, and we will be questioned in front of everyone, in front of our congregation, how we have, and clearly, one of the worst punishments on the day of Qiyamah are for those leaders who misled the people, who took them in the wrong direction. One of the worst punishments are for those people. And the public will say that we were following you. You help us now. Many places in the Quran, Allah has recorded this conversation that will take place. So let us not be amongst those people. Also amongst those three people who will get the worst punishment are those who were taking photos. Let us be very careful. Today with the phone, it's very easy. You see your baby sleeping, you just feel like, I just want to take a photo. Hey, it is very dangerous. Qurbani time, we are videoing the whole Qurbani. What a Nurani act, what an act of Qurbani. And we put it down the drain with this silly, stupid cell phone of ours. So be very careful of all, any kind of animate object that we take any photos. We go to a zoo, and there again we go and see, we are like a zoo ourselves. We go and see the zoo, all the animals there. And then there also, we are taking photos of the animals. They also animate objects. Whether it's a crocodile or whether it's a monkey. Whatever you are taking photos of, the day of Qiyamah, fear the day of Qiyamah. I must fear, all of us must fear. Allah guide us to righteousness. Allah accept us. Give us proper understanding. Following the path of our elders. Marlborough was one place that was blessed with a great alim, like Maulana Yunus Sahib, rahimahullah. And he has set the precedent for us. He has put the foundation for us. He has laid the rails for us. It is for us just to carry on now. The biryani is cooked. It's on the table. Don't go and eat now the stool and the urine in a toilet. We've got the biryani on the table. You must just eat it now. Just carry on with this work in that Mubarak Tariqa office. Don't go to the toilet and take out the stool and the S word from there and the urine and we start having that. Don't bring new tariqas in our deen. Follow the correct ways and see, we don't perhaps realize from where Maulana brought this community and where he brought us to. And he put us on the path that we can go on the super highways to Jannah and to the pleasure of Allah. Let us just follow in there. Just end off on this, that Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people say there are no more buzurgs left in the world. So he says, if you think there are no buzurgs, then like for example, you come on a railway station and you want to go from Delhi to Bombay. And you come on the railway station, you are late. By the time you come, the first class coaches are gone. Second class coaches are gone. Only the third class. And if you say these are now third class and I can never sit in a third class, I can only sit in first class or second class, then you'll stay on the platform. But get on the third class. Where the engine is going and the first class is going, third class is going there also. You will also reach there. So if you think that the buzurgs of now are not even third class, but just join on them. They are connected with the buzurgs of first class and the buzurgs of second class. And where those buzurgs are going to reach in the pleasure of Allah, you will also reach there. So just connect with them and don't be fooled by shaitan that they are no more buzurgs. When Allah Ta'ala said, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, be with the righteous. Fazlan, it is wajib on Allah that He makes buzurgs to be existing at all times. Otherwise, how could Allah give a command that cannot be fulfilled? That Allah says, be with the truthful and rightful, and Allah didn't keep any truthful and rightful people. So Allah, that is, nothing is wajib on Allah, but fazlan on Allah, that Allah will definitely keep. So connect with these people, and those, take your firm deen from those who have passed away. Who are living, they are still open to fitna. We don't know who, Allah protect me or protect us all. Who can change when, and we are seeing it happening. People that were so solid on a path, they just change. But those who have passed away, and they pass on the haq, follow the tariqah of those people. Allah give us all tawfiq. Mana Shabir Sahib will make dua now.
Read Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. La ilaha illallah al-halimul karim. Subhanallah rabbil arshil azim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik wal ghanimata min kulli birri wa salamata min kulli ism. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة هي لك إلا قضيتها ويسرت يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لك الحمد ما أنت أهله فصل على سيدنا ولنا محمد ما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أنت أهل التقوى والمغفرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشفنا يوم القيامة من الإيمان. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسأل العفو والعافية. اللهم نسأل تمام العافية. اللهم نسأل الشكر والعافية. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب من ينفعنا حب إنك واجعل حبك حب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخف الأشياء إلينا. اللهم نعوذ من عذاب القبر ونعوذ من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من فتنة للمسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيي والممات. اللهم نعوذ بك من المآثم والمغرم. اللهم كنينا بما رزقتنا وباركنا فيه وخلف العقول غائبة إلا من الخير. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليه من قول عمل ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار وما قرب إليه من قول عمل. اللهم نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نكبتك وجميع سخطك. يا رب كريم ماسن رفعنا ماري پوری عمر کی تمام گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ من تیا گنے گارے خطاوارے سیاکار ہیں مگر تیرے بندے ہیں. یا اللہ اس اجتماع کو انتہا قبول فرما. ہمیں یا اللہ ہمارے بڑوں کی قدردانی کی توفیق نصیب فرما. حضرت مولانا مدثر نے جو جو نصیحت کی یا اللہ ان نصیحتوں پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے لسان ذاکر نصیب فرما. تیرے یاد کے اندر مشغول رہنے والی زبان نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو تیرے مال سے صاف پاک و صاف فرما. اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما. یا اللہ ہماری معرفت نصیب فرما. گرانٹ اس یور لو یا اللہ. گرانٹ اس یور ریکگنیشن اللہ. یا اللہ take the love of everything out of our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the sleeves of iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the effort of ifidat throughout the world, ya Allah, make it unsuccessful, ya Allah. Let us, ya Allah, live with iman. Let us strengthen the iman. Let us die with iman. And ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq doing this work of iman, ya Allah. Grant us the true love of beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Grant us the love of the sahaba kiram. And grant us the tawfiq of sacrificing our love for the sake of the sahaba kiram, ya Allah. Grant us tawfiq, ya Allah, for our kabirin and muzukani deen, ya Allah, and make them a source of mercy for us, ya Allah, and make bring them close to, ya Allah, make us a means of coming close to them, ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us the proper understanding of deen, ya Allah, And Ya Allah, grant the tawfiq of recognizing between right and wrong, Ya Allah. And grant the tawfiq to Ya Allah to follow the right and to stay away from wrong, Ya Allah. Make every masjid of our abad, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Whatever obstacles in deen there are, whatever obstacles in our masjid, Ya Allah, remove the obstacle, Ya Allah. And every person, Ya Allah, make all our Muslims 100% abad, Ya Allah, 5 times of salat, Ya Allah. And grant us the tawfiq of learning the deen and perfecting our salat, Ya Allah. Perfecting our amal, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant the tawfiq of perfecting our mamlat in dealing with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant, Ya Allah, tawfiq, Ya Allah, barakat in halal, Ya Allah. And grant us the tawfiq of staying from every sort of haram, Ya Allah. Grant the tawfiq of guarding our tongues, Ya Allah. Or guarding our eyes, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guarding our ears, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq and save us, Ya Allah, from regarding the wrong as right and the right as wrong, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, accept, Ya Allah, whatever advice has been given to us, Ya Allah. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Alayhi, all our Kabirin, Buzurghani Deen, our Walidin, our Asatidah, Mashayikh who have left this world. Ya Allah, make their covers, Ya Allah, a garden from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, their status, Ya Allah. Overlook their faults, Ya Allah. At our time also, grant us tawfiq to die with Iman, Ya Allah. On our lips, the kalima should come, Ya Allah, from the bottom of our heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take our life in a good position, Ya Allah. Grant us death in Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah, at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If death is not mended, then wherever we may be, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us tawfiq to die, Ya Allah, with Iman kamil, Ya Allah, and perfect Iman, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make our progeny a means of fullness of eyes from the point of view of Deen, Ya Allah. Use them in us for the sake of Deen, Allah. Everyone that is sitting here and accepting Allah. What everyone that is listening accept him and her, Ya Allah. Whatever the needs everyone has, the permissible needs, Ya Allah. You fulfill the permissible needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq. Our most important need is hidayat, Ya Allah. Our most important need is your love and your muhabbat, Allah. Grant each and everyone full our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. From your side, it is only a command that will come, Ya Allah, and our work will be done, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins and, Ya Allah, bring into our hearts the dislike of sin. In present our weakness, we have to sin. Grant the tawfiq of making immediate istighfar and tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turning towards you. Those that are making your efforts within every masjid, every madrasa, according to Hajj, Ya Allah, you grant it progress in every way. Remove every difficulty that they have, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, let us maintain the Hajj wherever we may be, Ya Allah. Those that are trying to bring, Ya Allah, sacrificing the life for the sake of Deen, Ya Allah, and bringing Deen to the life in the world, Ya Allah, the Mujahideen, wherever they may, protect them, Ya Allah. Those that have given their life for Deen, Ya Allah, accept their blood, Ya Allah, on the basis of their blood, Ya Allah, they have given, Ya Allah, spread the winds of Hidayat throughout the world, Ya Allah. If you wish to do something, Ya Allah, no harm can come, Ya Allah. Let us not be in any way affected by the technologies of the world, Ya Allah. Let us be affected by your power, Ya Allah. Nothing can happen without your command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us the tawfiq of fixing our relation with you, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of many, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let no haq be upon us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, that we have to give to sound, Ya Allah. Take us pure in every way, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every masjid, every madrasa, every maktab, Ya Allah, every effort of deen, whoever is doing, wherever they may be doing, it is according to haq, Ya Allah. You accept it, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you grant it barakat, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you remove every difficulty in his or her path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant Ya Allah, our kabirin, Hazrat Mawlana bin Kaabin, Ya Allah, barakat in their lives, Ya Allah, in their works, Ya Allah. And grant the tawfiq of following them, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, in the end, we ask Ya for hidayah, Ya Allah. We ask for iman, Ya Allah. We ask for iman and kram, nasluk iman and daima. Ya Allah, grant us iman and trans, perfect iman, Ya Allah. Not Ya Allah, half iman, Ya Allah. Perfect iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us die with this perfect iman. Let us be raised with this perfect iman. And Ya Allah, let us be among those that Ya Allah earn the shafaat of Nabi al-Islam on the day of Qiyamah. Grant us, Ya Allah, water from the house of the coastal with the beloved hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us yaqeen on Jannat and Jahannam, Ya Allah. And let us prepare for them, Ya Allah. Remove the yaqeen of this world from our hearts, Ya Allah. And bring the yaqeen of Akhirat, Ya Allah. Take the yaqeen of the dunya when you see out, Ya Allah. And bring the yaqeen of Akhirat, Ya Allah. Take the yaqeen of the makhluk out of our hearts, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, bring into our hearts your yaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything happens with your commandment. Nobody can do harm. Nobody can do benefit except you, Allah. We beg of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our main need is hidayat, Ya Allah. Our main need is your love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. our men need to stay from every sort of guna, Ya Allah. Grant us to be true servants of Rasulullah SAW. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, let us not be disgraced in front of Rasulullah SAW. Then let us be, not be among those people that Rasulullah SAW turned his back away, Ya Allah. And the Sahaba and the Firistah say, Sohkan, they left you away, Ya Allah. Let us be on the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bring this yaqeen that the Sunnah is the only way of our success, Ya Allah. Let us stay away from those things that have been, Ya Allah, these days. Ya Allah, being proposed is deen and is not deen. Let us not be misled by that, Ya Allah. Let us stay from haram, photography, TV, Ya Allah, and internet, and all these evils, Ya Allah. Save each and every one. And grant us all, Ya Allah, tawfiq from making tawbah and istighfar, Ya Allah. And save us from this evil, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with rod of iman. That is Dajjal and the fitness of Dajjal. Save us, Ya Allah. And save each and every one from the fitness of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, every good that Nabi Islam asked for, Ya Allah, grant us all, Ya Allah. And every evil that Nabi Islam asked for protection from, Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq to stay away from those things, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant us, Ya Allah, istighfar and tawfiq of istighfar and tawbah. Sincere istighfar and tawbah. Change our life and our direction, Ya Allah. Every day that has become closer and closer to you. Perfect our salat, Ya Allah. Grant us sifat-e hasan in our salat, Ya Allah. Grant us tawfiq for making a proper intention. The intention be correct. The way should be correct, Ya Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us have, Ya Allah, correct, follow the correct people to Allah. And align ourselves with the ulama, Ya Allah. That will make us, bring us closer to you, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, grant through them, Ya Allah, grant in our hearts your recognition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us leave this world with iman, Ya Allah. Allahu nas'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka min nabiyyika wa rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhuka min sharri ma ista'adhaka min nabiyyika wa rasulika sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever anyone has, permissible needs everyone has, Ya Allah, you fulfill his needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this masjid abad, every masjid abad, and every madrasa abad, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, open the doors of the Haramain of Sharifain for each and every one, Ya Allah. And make it abad, Ya Allah, as you wish, Ya Allah. It is your house, Ya Allah. It is the place of your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Allah. Protect it, Ya Allah. And whatever, Ya Allah, evils they may be, people may have intentions, protect this place from those evil, Ya Allah. Grant hidayah to the rulers, Ya Allah. And if it is not meant for them, Ya Allah, then replace them with good rulers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi. سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين